You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Hey, what's going on out in the world this morning?
Well, man. Strippers would like to get you to the pole, and it's becoming official. You cannot poop there. News brought to you by Huffman and Huffman. You have the right to remain silent. If you've been hurt in an accident, don't talk to the insurance companies. Let Huffman and Huffman get you what you deserve. Call 422-HELP. So today we have Democrats in town. Tomorrow it's Republicans, as the president's going to be holding that rally 9 o'clock tomorrow at the Newport News Williamsburg International Airport. Mm-hmm. The campaign stop falls between visits to Florida and Pennsylvania. Newport News is not far from the border of North Carolina, the Associated Press points out, which is considered a key battleground state. Okay. Today, though, it's Dr. Jill Biden who's going to be in Hampton Roads to meet with military families and also African-American education leaders. 13 News Now says Dr. Biden will meet with military families at 12:30 p.m. before going to an early voting site in Richmond and then a roundtable with working mothers in Henrico County. Now, while many groups have gotten together to get you registered to vote and are promoting voting, the latest is a group of strippers who put out a video encouraging people to get your booty to the poll. Now, it's spelled P-O-L-L, and I appreciate the wordplay here.
Yeah, right.
Get your booty to the poll. Get your booty to the poll. Yeah.
Do we get your attention?
So, you're really not going to vote? You know it's more than just the president on the ballot, right? Check it.
A district attorney decides who to prosecute.
Including whether or not to go after dirty cops.
Do you know who elects the DA?
We do.
Want to end cash bail?
Well, then vote for the sheriffs and county officials that feel the same way you do.
But you talking about, oh, they going to pick who they going to pick, shawty.
Ferguson just elected their first black mayor.
You know how that happened?
It's clear black lives don't matter to some of our current elected officials.
If they matter to you, then don't let other people decide who's going to run your community.
Get your booty to the poll.
Get your booty to the poll.
Get your booty to the poll.
Get your booty to the poll. Yep, so that's the stripper's take on voting. The new ad features exotic dancers. It includes a variety of dancers encouraging voters to make sure their voices are heard. So,
just their voices. Sorry, you caught me in mid-coffee slip.
No, that's fine. Elsewhere around here, though, the man who tried to assassinate President Ronald Reagan may soon get the most freedom he's had since the 1981 shooting outside of a Washington hotel. Now, this is in our local news because he's in Williamsburg.
Yeah.
A lawyer for John Hinckley Jr. is discussing a possible agreement with U.S. attorneys that would substantially reduce conditions imposed on him after his release from a mental hospital in 2016. And that's according to discussions at a federal court hearing yesterday. Hinckley's been living full time with his mother and brother in a gated community in Williamsburg. This all according to the Associated Press, who says a new risk assessment has been completed and doctors have recommended the reduced conditions. Now, also locally, you may have seen there was a Black Lives Matter protest around here yesterday after the verdict was announced in the Breonna Taylor case. The decision reached was not to charge the Kentucky police officers for Breonna Taylor's death. A grand jury indicted one of the Kentucky police officers on criminal charges, but not for her death on March 13th. He's being charged with 3 counts of endangerment. The other officers involved have not been charged. 2 police officers were shot in Louisville. They're being treated for at a hospital for non-life-threatening injuries.
Yeah, that was last night, right?
Yeah, that was last night in related protests. There were protests across the country, including one here in Norfolk. Meanwhile, I know we got a text about this yesterday when we were talking about the Halloween activities and the CDC's recommendations this year because of COVID and all.
Right.
So somebody had asked specifically what this means about our Hunt Club activities, because that's like a fan favorite around here.
Oh, Hunt Club Farm?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
One of the big Halloween attractions, the Scare Master at the Hunt Club Farm's Village of the Dead, tells 13 News Now that they are making adjustments to ensure patrons are safe. They're going to stay at least 10 feet away from you at all times. They're going to wear masks at all times, and they're going to steer away from the pop-out scare methods that leads to, you know, interactions and close quarter screaming.
All right.
So they're not going to pop up like right next to you or anything. The Haunted Hayride is also going to be different this year. For the first time in the 32 years that the Hunt Club has had the Haunted Hayride, people will be able to experience the hayride by walking through it.
Oh, interesting. All right. So they'll space you out.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll go as groups, so you can, in your little pod.
You can still get your Halloween fun on this year.
Yeah,
the CDC put outdoor haunted attractions in the moderate risk category, so they're doing what they can to even lower the risk from that.
I know. So is pulling out.
Yeah, right.
And yet we all did it. So, yes, hey, here we are. And here we are.
So. Meanwhile, Busch Gardens announced their Halloween plans. They usually do, what is it, Hollow Scream.
Right.
This year, it's not going to be that. It's going to be the Halloween Harvest. 15 rides, limited capacity between October 1st and November 1st. They just announced that the park will be fun during the day and creepy at night. While the general park remains closed, guests can enjoy the Halloween season at select villages with fall activities. There's going to be 15 roller coasters and rides open, including Tempesto, Apollo's Chariot, the Battering Ram, and more. Mm-hmm. More kid-friendly attractions are going to be opened up. They're going to open up the Sesame Street Forest of Fun, the little balloons, the little gliders, and some fall activities, such as a park-wide pumpkin scavenger hunt. It was a lot of peas in that sentence.
It sounded very confusing for a second.
I know. It was a park-wide pumpkin scavenger hunt. They're also going to have Halloween scares featuring roaming ghouls and goblins in select areas of the park.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be in the evenings when it's open. You do have to reserve tickets ahead of time. And again, it's limited capacity. So I think they said Friday is when they start becoming available if you want it.
All right, cool.
Meanwhile, what is this? South Korean boy band BTS.
Yes.
Made an appearance during the 2020 UN General Assembly yesterday to speak out amid the global health crisis and offer their support and solidarity. There was an emotional speech.
Thank you, representatives of the member states. It is a great honor for us to have this valuable opportunity to speak in a session in the 75th UN General Assembly. My name is RM, the leader of the group BTS. As a boy from the small city of Ilsan in Korea, as a young man standing at the UNGA, as a global citizen of this world, I imagine the limitless possibilities before all of us, and my heart beat with excitement.
Nice.
Yes, he went on.
But COVID-19 was beyond my imagination. Our world tour was totally canceled. All of our plans went away, and I became alone. I looked up, but couldn't see the stars at night.
Yeah, the band members took turns via video speaking to representatives of 193 countries in the United Nations.
Wow, that's quite the honor.
I mean, it's BTS. What?
Come on, baby.
What is happening?
Global.
Yep.
Global.
Yep, apparently.
Yeah. They just, there's that song Dynamite that they have is their first crossover. It's the first song that they've done in English, and it cracked number one.
Oh, wow.
This band was incredibly popular, and all their songs were in Korean, and the whole world embraced them. Yeah. To a point where, as you just heard, they're in front of the United Nations General Assembly.
Yeah, they are.
I wonder if they did any moves. You know what I mean? The boy band stuff.
How disappointed are all the UN members, the General Assembly members, when they don't? They're like, and that's
aren't
it? You're
they
not going to perform?
Yeah. Can my daughter get some pictures?
Yeah, right?
Come on, man.
Now, meanwhile, back here in New York City is going to officially ban defecating on subway trains.
I thought it was common sense, to be honest, to not, defecate on the subway, but it does need to be said, I feel. I have seen it before multiple times, especially on the A train, if you ever took it. Not to call it A train, but it's happened.
Don't go on the subway doing your business.
I like that guy. Their current set of rules only talk about public urination, so soon public defecation will be not allowed either.
Yeah.
But the even bigger story to come out of New York is the annual Times Square New Year's Eve ball drop.
Yeah.
Is going to be virtual this year.
You know what? My New Year's Eve ball drop is also going to be virtual this year.
On
more of a teabag.
OnlyFans page or whatever.
On my OnlyFans page, right?
Organizers of the New Year's Eve festivities in Times Square have revealed plans for a virtually enhanced celebration. Yeah. With strict limits on spectators this year, the goal, they say, is to bring the party to revelers wherever they might be. Meantime, Mayor de Blasio extended an executive order setting limits on outdoor events through the end of the year in order to avoid large gatherings. But the mayor's office says it still supports COVID-safe alternative celebrations for special events.
Yeah, they're going to have some sort of a scaled-back, socially distanced live production. Well, they're pushing for it. At this point, that is still being determined. But this does come after the mayor and Macy's already announced that their Thanksgiving Day parade will be reinvented with virtual aspects. They did the 4th of July fireworks. They modified them into smaller fireworks displayed before a ground show was aired on television. So they feel like they have ways around this. Okay. Organizer said attendance in Times Square will be predetermined and extremely limited due to COVID-19 restrictions. Yeah. Working on ways for people to participate virtually wherever they are. A new year means a fresh start, and we're excited to celebrate, the mayor said.
I'll tell you what, this is really taxing everyone's creativity to try and come up with ways for this stuff to all work.
Yeah.
And yet, good on them. It feels good to have a sense of normal. I like the idea that there will still be a parade of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
There still will be a Dick Clark's rocking New Year's Eve.
Yeah, right.
Hey, Ryan Seacrest. Rhino.
Is he still doing that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll end with this in the news. A factory in Vietnam has been busted, washing and reselling more than 320,000 used condoms in order to pass them off as new.
Oh, my God. How do they get them back?
That is a fair question.
Do they just fish them out of the sewer system? Where's this coming from?
They say to recycle the items, I'm just going to call them FAM, age 32 FAM, allegedly had 1,000 of them delivered per month to the facility where FAM cleaned and reshaped them. FAM, who rented the facility.
It's a guy? It's a person?
Yeah. They say she in this, so she. Yeah.
All right.
She, who rented the facility, remolded the condoms with a wooden shaft to make them look fresh again, then placed them into new packaging. This seems like more work than just making new condoms,
yes,
by the way. During the raid on Saturday, local police seized a total of 324,000 used condoms. Thousands more had already been sold to unsuspecting customers.
Yeah.
Quote, condoms are classified as medical items, so we will take a look at several laws that the owner has broken, according to a government official. No, their details about the illicit operation were available. Washing and reusing condoms can lead to disease, infection.
Oh, my God.
This according for the US CDC. Plus, it's just really icky.
Oh, Lord. Lord.
Yeah.
Plus, you had to roll them all back up again?
Yeah.
Look, I haven't bought a condom in decades. What do they cost that would make this doable?
That's what I'm thinking. Like,
how much is a box of condoms?
It seems so much easier to just, I don't know, buy a new box.
You would think.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I don't buy condoms in Vietnam. I don't know what they cost, or I don't know about their availability.
True. True that. Yeah. Although if she's got 324,000 used ones there.
And who do you call on that? Is she's getting in them from sex workers or something?
Maybe.
Gotta be, right?
Yeah.
Mike, what'd you find?
I'm seeing a 36 count for 1969.
Well, dude. Come on. So 50, we'll just say 50 cents a piece, whatever.
Dude,
it'd be $38.
Yay, yeah. That chick is sitting there all day just like ringing them out.
That's
soaping them, rolling them down the wooden thing, rolling them back up, putting them in a new package. Like, this is
to make $19. Well,
quite
again,
the Etsy operation.
Yeah,
here.
I was going to say, it's like, very crafty.
My God.
Very crafty. But it's another part of the world that, you know, I don't know what the daily wage there is. I don't know if, you know what I mean? If it's $19 American, how many Vietnamese dong is it? As you know, their currency is the dong. I just roll mine back up. Jimmy hat. Again, like I said, pull out. All right, 618, what do you got for weather?
Mostly cloudy, highs in the mid-70s. A slight chance of some showers tonight, 61 will be the low. And then tomorrow is your better chance for some rain, especially earlier on in the day. Cloudy, a high of 72 tomorrow. Right now we're at 60 degrees, and I am Shelley for Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.